This goes to Nikki, N-I-K-K-I, Preston, P-R-E-S-T-O-N, and like November, P like practice. Fax 989-583-1914. Regarding Margo, M-A-R-G-O, House, H-O-U-S-E. Date of birth 9/7/1943. Dear Miss Preston, this is a face-to-face follow-up visit for Miss House with stage 3B chronic kidney disease, secondary to long-standing hypertension, and also secondary hyperparathyroidism. Her consultation was done August 9th of this year, and she's here for follow-up visit today as requested. She has lost 3 pounds since her consultation, but states that appetite is good and she's feeling well. No hospitalizations or procedures since her consultation. No nausea, vomiting, or dysphagia. No bowel changes, blood, or melena. No chest pain or palpitations. No dyspnea, cough, or sputum production. No edema. Urine is clear without cloudiness or blood. Medications, medication list is reviewed. I want to highlight the hydrochlorothiazide, 25 milligram daily, and potassium, 10 mil equivalent once daily, in addition to other routine medications. Physical examination, weight is 185 pounds. Blood pressure, right arm sitting, large adult cuff is 130/72, pulse is 73, oxygen saturation 96% on room air. Neck is supple. There's no jugular venous distension, no lymphadenopathy. Lungs are clear. Heart is regular without murmur, rub, or gallop. Abdomen is non-tender, no ascites. Trace of ankle edema bilaterally. Labs, most recent lab studies were done October 3rd of 2022. Creatinine is 1.5, which is stable. Estimated GFR is 33. Electrolytes are normal with a potassium of 4.2 and a sodium of 139. Phosphorus is 3.6, albumin 4.0, calcium 9.6. Intact parathyroid hormone is 160.7. We generally start to treat that when that is higher than 200. She already has a high calcium level, so it would be difficult to treat with calcitriol. That would cause increased calcium. Therefore, we will continue to monitor that with every lab draw. Hemoglobin is 13.9 with normal white count and normal platelets. Assessment and plan, stage 3B, chronic kidney disease with stable creatinine levels and no progression of disease. Hypertension, currently at goal, and secondary hyperparathyroidism, which we will continue to monitor with labs every 3 months. The patient will follow a low-salt diet. She'll avoid the use of oral non-steroidal anti-inflammatory drugs for pain, and she'll be rechecked by this practice in 4 months. Mary Stunner, CNP/Jose Fuente, MD.